that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
that's Miss Tulare County, Elizabeth Santucci. We're going to let Miss Tulare County hang on to the microphone because we've got a couple of words that she needs to say. What are those words?
Play ball.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of this six-game series against the Stockton Ports. The Ports are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Wyatt Wendell. He's 2-8 this season, with a 5.95 ERA. Here's the starting lineup for the Ports that he's facing. Leading it off at shortstop, Derek Salome. Batting second behind the plate is Jose Mojica. Batting third in right field, Henry Bolte. In the cleanup spot and at first base, Yeniel Laboy. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Carlos Franco. Batting sixth in center field is Pedro Pineda. Batting seventh at second base in his first game in the California League, it's Angel Arevalo. Batting eighth in left field is Robert Frasone. And batting ninth at third base, Elvis Rijo for the Ports. Right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Ports is Luis Morales. He was considered one of the top international signings for the Oakland Athletics, but right now it is Wyatt Wendell on the mound. I'll tell you more about Morales in the next inning. Here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field, Anderson Rojas, followed by the shortstop, Christopher Taurine. Batting third, the designated hitter, Gavin Logan. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, it is Kenny Castillo. Batting fifth at first base, Gavin Contesello, followed by the right fielder, Johan Benitez. Batting seventh at second base, Jose Fernandez, followed by the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. Batting ninth in left field for the Rawhide is Donier Sanabria. All right, we are ready for first pitch. Few minutes behind schedule. It is currently 7:03.
Shortstop number 12, Derek Salome.
Derek Salome, the shortstop today. He's been the third baseman the last few, actually the last three games for the Ports. Here's the first pitch of the day. It is a strike at the knees. First pitch at 7:03. 90 degrees here in Visalia. Again, a gorgeous day for baseball. Not a cloud in the sky. The pitch from Wendell. Hard ground ball, two hopper in the 5-6 hole. The shortstop, Taurine, sets his feet. The throw to first in plenty of time. One away. And today on August 4th, it is the 100th game of the season for the Rawhide. Just 32 more games after this. One away, nobody on for Jose Mojica, bats from the right side. The Ports are in their all-gray uniforms. It says Stockton in blue on the front, and their numbers are in red. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. The Rawhide are wearing their Oaks jerseys today, their cream pants with the dark green Oaks jersey, part of our Oaks throwback weekend. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman. Cabral cuts it off, the throw to first, beats Mojica, two away. Two ground balls to the left side for Wendell. So again, the Oaks jersey, a very dark green with white and black Oaks on the front, and the numbers also in black and white. The Rawhide are wearing their BP hat, the Tipper logo, black and white. And if their socks are showing, it's black socks. Two away, nobody on, and Henry Bolte bats from the right side, takes a ball low. Catching for Wendell today is Kenny Castillo. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. A shortstop is Christopher Torin. At second base, Jose Fernandez. And the first baseman is Gavin Contasello. 1-0 from Wendell. Tries to check his swing on a high inside pitch. He does not go, according to the umpire on first base, Nathan Hall. Calling balls and strikes for the umpiring crew today is David Sabal. 2-0 count. After this pitch, we'll do the rest of the defensive alignment in the outfield for you. 2-0, there's a strike. In left field for the Rawhide, Donier Sanabria. Center field, Anderson Rojas. And in right, it is Johan Benitez. 2-1, off-speed pitch that misses. 3-1 count now. Wendell steps and delivers. There's a strike. Castillo dropped it for a second, but still a strike. Bolte batting 250 this season. Right-handed hitter is in right field again. It's had a rough last few days. 8 strikeouts over 2 days. The 3-2 foul tipped. He stays alive. Castillo couldn't hold on to it. As always, the sun is setting behind the first base grandstands. As I mentioned, it's a beautiful day here in Visalia. 90 degrees at first pitch. Let's check the weather in the booth. It is a little bit warmer. We're at 92 in the booth, but not complaining. It's below 100, but the sun's still out. The pitch misses low and outside. Ball 4. Bolte draws a 2-out walk, and it's the first base runner of the day for either team. Yanio Laboy bats from the left side. He's the first left-handed hitter that Wendell is facing. Wendell has been with the Rawhide since opening day. Signed as a free agent last year in July. First pitch to LaBoy, swung on, a fly ball towards left. Sanabria dealing with the sun, but he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the final out of the inning. The Port Strand a runner on first. And we're still scoreless. Bottom of the first coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Should I finance now or wait till rates go down?
Peter, I can't see you. Can you see me? Your father's here. Hold on.
I'm so proud of you, Peter.
Hey, Ari, why don't we chat about your lending options?
When you trust your business to your local Valley Strong Credit Union, you always have somewhere to turn for capital, credit, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong.
Tonight, Valley 4 Pack Friday, thanks to Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. Tonight, the first 250 fans received a powder blue 70 Oaks jersey, courtesy of White Claw Hard Seltzer. Hard Seltzer that started the way. White Claw, the difference is clear. Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest, strongest cowbell, located behind the Queer Hill Grandstand, third baseside. Now time to get that thing a ring, and for that, we're going to send it to Caleb. Take it away.
What's up, Rawhide? We're here with Jacqueline to ring America's largest and strongest cowbell. So let's give that thing a ring. Let's go!
I got a fever. And the only prescription is bronchitis.
Leading off for the Miami Oaks will be their center fielder, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the left side. First pitch from Luis Morales is a strike on the high inside corner. Luis Morales, right-handed pitcher. 0-1, he tries to check his swing, but he does go around, and Nathan Hall does confirm that. So no 2 count to Rojas. 2 up to Rojas, Christopher Torin, followed by the designated hitter, Gavin Logan. 0-2, very high, ball 1. Catching for Morales today is Jose Mujica. Third baseman, Elvis Rijo. Shortstop, Derek Salome. Second base is Angel Arevalo, and at first, Yeniel Laboy. 1-2, fouled off his front foot. In left field, Robert Person. Center field, Pedro Pineda. And in right field, it is Henry Bolte. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside. Rojas holds up 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Yesterday, the Rawhide shut out the Ports 7-0, 2-2. Just a little outside, ball 3. Rawhide currently with a 2-game win streak. They lead the series 2-1. With the win today, they guarantee to at least split this series. Need to win the next 2 of 3 games. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Rojas strikes out for the first out of the inning. One away as Christopher Taurien bats from the right side. As I was saying, the Rawhide need to win 2 of the next 3 games in order to claim the series. This is only Morales' second appearance with the Ports. Here's the pitch. Taurien takes a ball outside. Morales, no wins or losses. No earned runs given up yet. The pitch is low and outside, but Taurien does go around. Count is 1-1. He threw 3 scoreless innings against Lake Elsinore, giving up 1 hit, walked 3 while striking out 5. He threw about 62 pitches that day. The 1-1, outside ball 2. Prior to that, he was pitching in the Complex League. In three games before coming to the Cal League. And then before that, he was in the Dominican Summer League. The pitch is check swing foul on the first base side. So he was signed as an international free agent this year in January. 20 years old, he'll turn 21 in September, originally from Cuba. 6 foot, 390 pounds. 2-2. Popped up. Shallow right field. Right fielder Bolte coming in. Second baseman Arevalo goes out and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out of the inning. 2 away. Nobody on for it. Gavin Logan, the designated hitter. Infield shifting to the right, and the pitch is fouled off into the netting. So in his career, Morales, prior to today, has thrown in 8 games in his professional career. The pitch misses low again, 4 in the DSL, 3 in the Complex League, and then 1 here in the Cal League. This is his 9th appearance overall in his career. 1-1 count to Logan. The pitch. Check swing low in the dirt, ball 2. In his career, he's 0-2 with a 2.74 ERA. He was the A's top signing of the 2023 international signing period. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. And he's also considered the top pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball in the national signing period. He set a U18 record for strikeouts with 161 in 82 and 2/3 innings between 2019 and 2020 in the Cuba Serie Nacional. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Just a little outside, ball 3. I want to say those numbers again. 161 strikeouts in less than 83 innings. In case you're bad at math, that's really good. The 3-2 is fouled off on the first base side, although frankly I'm not very good at math, and I still know that that's really good. In 2021, Morales defected from Cuba to Mexico and trained with Miles Rodriguez, a former Cuban national team pitcher and Olympian. The 3-2 Low and inside, ball four. Logan draws a two-out walk. Kind of deja vu from the top of the first inning when Wendell was on the mound. He had two quick outs, then walked Bolte. And now here, Morales, two quick outs, and he walks Logan. That is the first walk given up by Morales in the Cal League this season. Quick meeting on the mound. Gabriel Osuna, the pitching coach, out to have a quick conversation with Morales.
At the plate for the Oaks, the catcher, number 23, Kenny Castillo.
Two down, runner on first is Logan. The pitch to Castillo is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. O-1 is swung on, foul tipped. Count is now 0-2. Castillo. He's the catcher today for the Rawhide. Infield shading slightly to the left. O-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo strikes out for the final out of the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning for Morales. Rawhide strand a runner on first, and we are still scoreless. Top of the second inning coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Oaks Grass Services, where you can buy tickets, make your request for video board messages, or to sign up for on-field games. Oaks Grass Services is thanks to Bud Beverage Company and Budweiser, the official beer of the Bay City Oaks.
Check, check, 1, 2. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer.
Don't get one of 200 and, well, actually, if you get one, didn't get one of the 200 of the Oaks jerseys, well, we have an Oaks jersey auction going on tonight. Get your player worn Oaks jersey by putting in the bid at Oaks Guest Services. Winning bids will go home with a signed baseball from the player wearing the jersey tonight. Bids will start at $125, or you can buy the jerseys now for $250. Oaks jersey auction will close end of the 6th inning. Let's move to the top half of the second inning. Leading off this half of the Ports, designated hitter, number 18, Carlos Franco.
Carlos Franco bats from the right side. He swings the first pitch from Wendell and foul tips it into the glove of Castillo. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Each team has had one base runner. Both of them have reached on a walk. Wendell steps and delivers. Pitch that is very outside and low in the dirt. It's near the other batter's box and actually bounced right in front of the front line of the other batter's box. One-one. Check swing. Does not go according to Nathan Hall on the bases. It's a low outside pitch. Wendell, 6'5", 215 pounds, right-handed pitcher, originally from Denver, Colorado. He turned 23 years old in February this year. The 2-1 misses low. And again, he was signed as an undrafted free agent in July of 2022, immediately reported to the Arizona Complex League. Pitched in 7 games there, 7 starts. The pitch swung on and missed, strike 2. In those seven games in the Complex League last year, he was 0-4, but a 3.38 ERA. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to the left side, third baseman Cabral cuts it off, and the throw to first beats Franco, one away. Pedro Pineda, the center fielder, now steps to the plate.
Center fielder number 29, Pedro Pineda.
Wendell has been with the Rawhide since opening day, 2-8, a 5.95 ERA. It's his 17th appearance and 16th start this year. The pitch to the right-handed hitter is a strike on the outside corner. The one time that he did not start, he was piggybacking. And ended up getting his first professional win off that. The pitch misses outside, ball one. This season for the Rawhide, he's thrown 65 innings, striking out 69 while walking 31. One-one. There's a strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate. Wendell has a four-seam fastball, but his primary pitch is the sinker, he told me at the beginning of the year that. He also has a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. One ball, two strikes, one away. Shadows slowly taking over the field here in Visalia. Shadows all over right field going out towards right center. And then shadows on the pitcher's mound and at home plate. The pitch, breaking ball in there for strike three. Pineda strikes out looking for the second out of the inning. That's the first strikeout of the day for Wyatt Wendell. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Angelo Arevalo batting from the right side. The pitch misses in. This is his Cal League debut. Batting from the right side, the second baseman today. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. Arevalo signed as an international free agent in 2021. He's originally from Venezuela. 5'11", 165 pounds. 1-1. Popped up, out of play behind our press box. He began the year in the Arizona Complex League. Batting 191, two home runs and 10 RBI in 35 games. 1-2, high, ball two. Last year, he was also in the Complex League for the full season. And then prior to that, after he was signed, he was in the Dominican Summer League, which was his best year so far, batting 297. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Wyatt Wendell. Sits down the ports in order. 1-2-3 inning of work for Wendell. Scoreless into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Away finish time for Kiwi Timber Safe Race presented by Echelon Security Group for the higher level of professional security services. Contact Echelon Executive Protection and Security at 559-909-1515. Let's head to the field. Caleb, take it away.
Thank you, Brian. What is up, Rawhide? I'm here with Isaac and Troy, and they're going to be keeping Timber safe. All right, boys, ready, set, go! And they're off. We were talking to them about their athletic past, and it is coming through. Look at Isaac coming through. Oh, Troy's coming out of defensive zone, but Isaac's going to take the win.
Way to go, Isaac, and thank you, Caleb. This has been today's Keeping Timber Safe presented by Echelon Security Group, the higher level of professional security services. Contact Echelon Executive Protection and Security, 559-909-1515. Central Valley Oaks are our community organization of the night. They will be selling 50-50 tickets tonight. Don't pay for uniforms. Travel to other team costs. Get your 50-50 tickets from the Oaks reps walking around the ballpark this evening.
Thinking that I think too much and I talk too fast.
Gavin Condisillo, Johan Benitez, and Jose Fernandez do up here in the second inning. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner to Condisillo. Luis Morales is back on the mound. I believe he's being limited to, at max, 4 innings. 0-1 is low. One misses outside, 2-1 count. Condisillo, the first baseman today, he swings. It's a high fly ball towards left field. Prasan goes over near the foul line. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And now Johan Benitez bats on the left side. He's a switch hitter for the team.
Now batting right fielder, number 6, Johan Benitez.
One away, infield shading to the right. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Third base side. Catching third today for the Rawhide is catching. I think I said catching. Coaching third base for the Rawhide today is D. Garner, the manager. And at first base it is Orlando Arenado, the fourth coach for the Hide. And the pitch is fouled off into the netting. Count is now 0-2. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Morales. Benitez batting 235 this season. Oh, 2, high and outside, ball 1. The Ports did defeat the Rawhide in game 1 of this series. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball, third base side, but it does end up foul. It was a 7-1 ball game on Tuesday where the Rawhide fell to the Ports. Rawhide then defeated the Ports 7-1 themselves, and then yesterday, 7-0. One, two, count, one down. The pitch is inside. I beg your pardon, I got my scores mixed up. Game 1, 7-1, Ports 1. Game 2, 9-1, the Rawhide 1. As that pitch is a called strike 3 at the knees. Benitez strikes out looking for the second out. And then yesterday was a 7-0 ball game.
Heading to the plate for the outs. Second baseman, number 7, Jose Fernandez.
First pitch to Jose Fernandez and misses outside, ball 1. He was the only Rawhide player yesterday to have a multi-hit game. Swung on and missed. Count is now 1-1. Infield shading slightly to the left. The first baseman, LaBoy, is in. He's about a step behind the first base path. 1-1 misses outside, ball 2. In the outfield, Bolte is playing a little bit further down the right field line. The pitch swung on and missed, strike 2. That one a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And left field persona is a little bit deep. Center fielder Pineda, no shift at all. 2-2. Misses low and outside, ball 3. Full count. 2 outs, nobody on. Rawhide still looking for their first hit of the day. Ground ball to the third baseman. Rio fields it on 2 hops. The throw to first is low and cannot be picked out by LaBoy. Fernandez is safe at first base. We'll see how they score that. It is the second base runner of the day for the Rawhide, and officially it is a throwing error on Riho, so still looking for the first hit of the day. But there's a runner on for the Rawhide with two away as Raquelman Cabral, the third baseman, bats from the left side.
Third baseman, number 16, Raquelman Cabral.
First pitch to Cabral is swung on, hard ground ball to the shortstop. Salome decides to throw to first, and it's a wide throw. Because of that, everyone is safe. I'm not entirely sure why he didn't go to second. I don't think Fernandez had that great of a jump. But everyone is safe. The second error of the inning. Back-to-back throwing errors for the Port. Look at the replay here. I want to see. I mean, he could have gone to second. The throw would have beat Fernandez, but frankly, the second baseman, Arevalo, wasn't there in time to get second base. You could see in that video that there was no Ports fielder there to cover second. So he had to throw to first. The pitch to Sanabria fouled off. And granted, he had plenty of time to still get the out at first base, but still should be able to make a good throw to first base, but again, he should have had an opportunity to go to second. Fernandez takes off for third, no throw from the catcher, Mojica. Rio slow to get to third, no one covering second. Chaos ensuing at Valley Strong Ballpark. Two runners in scoring position. 1-1 count to Sanabria. It misses outside, ball two. Infield shading slightly to the right. The pitch to Sanabria misses low. Ball three. Hitters count for the left fielder. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Sanabria draws a two-out walk. Second walk given up by Morales. And the bases are loaded for the Rawhide. Two outs. The runner on third is Fernandez. On second, Cabral. And on first, Sanabria as the leadoff man. Anderson Rojas comes to the plate to bat from the left side. But first, there will be another meeting on the mounds with the pitching coach, Gabriel Ozuna. So here's how the inning has gone. Condicello flied out to left. Benitez struck out looking. Fernandez hit a ground ball to the third baseman, Riho, who threw it low on the dirt. It was unable to be picked out by LaBoy. He reached on the throwing error. Cabral hit a hard ground ball to the shortstop. Salome, he could have gotten an out at second, but no one was covering second base. He had to throw to first, and it was too high and wide. Cabral safe on the throwing error. Runners on first and second, they both then took off for a stolen base, and no one was covering third or second, and if they were, they got there too late. Then a walk by Donier Sanabria. Bases loaded, two outs. Rojas batting from the left side. The pitch is low, maybe outside. Ball one, that did not look like a bad pitch at all. That's tough. 1-0 count, two away. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field. Fernandez scores. Here comes Cabral. It's bobbled by Bolte in right field. Now Sanabria being waved around. He scores, and the Rawhide lead 3-0. Bases clearing hit for Rojas, 3-0, the Rawhide lead, and it's the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. Rojas is standing on second, and Christopher Torin bats from the right side. Two away. Morales steps off, and by the way, those runs that just scored are the first earned runs for Morales here in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play, first base side. Pitch misses outside. One, one, lined into left field, a base hit. They're waving Rojas. The throw from Prasone, it is wide towards the backstop. The throw goes to second, Taurean, safe at second base. Taurean advances on the throw. Rojas scores, make it 4-0. Rawhide lead in the second. And that is going to be the day for Luis Morales. This Colts, the bullpen, is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He inherits a runner on second in a 4-0 ball game with the Rawhide leading in the bottom of the second. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the Oaks, now Valley, this week, David Gunner, Kevin Logan.
Carlos Guarte now in the game. In relief for Morales, the pitch to Gavin Logan is swung on, a ground ball to the second baseman. Arevalo has it. The throw to first ends the inning with a Rawhide score. 4 runs off of 2 hits and 3 errors by the Ports. 4-0 heading into the third. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better.
Robert Paulson.
First pitch from Wendell misses outside, ball one. It's now the top of the third inning. Rawhide lead 4-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And I beg your pardon, I said earlier that the four runs, or the runs that have scored as the Rawhide lead 4-0 here, were earned to Morales. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Count is now 1-2. And I do beg your pardon, none of those runs were earned in the last inning. Three errors for the Oaks. So Morales still has a zero ERA. The pitch misses outside, ball two. The pitch from Wendell. There's strike three on the inside corner. Person goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Wendell. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Here's Elvis Rijo batting from the right side, and the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a low pitch. He does not go, according to Nathan Hall, at first base. Top of the third inning, Rawhide lead 4-0. They do have two hits today. They have not committed an error. The pitch is swung on. A tapper down the first base side, trailing foul. And Castillo picks it up now. Excuse me, it's Wendell who picks it up now. They're waiting to see if it would go into fair territory since Rio didn't run down first base. Might as well let it roll all the way just to see, because then if it's fair, you pick it up and toss it to first base because Rio didn't run. One ball, one strike, one down. And the pitch. Fouled off into the netting, count is 1-2. Not a lot of sunlight left on the playing surface. There's a little bit of sunlight going out from second base out towards left center, but no one is starting a pitch with the sun in their eyes. Might be Rojas or Sanabria who has to deal with it with a ball hit towards left center. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Maybe Torin if he goes over for a short pop fly into left center. Swing and a miss, strike three. Make it four consecutive strikeouts for Wendell. All of them brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Two away, nobody on. Now the top of the order steps to the plate. Derek Salom grounds it out to short in his first at bat. Two away, nobody on as the Rawhide lead 4-0 in the third. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. O-1 misses. The pitch. Two hopper to the shortstop. Torin fields it at chest level. The throw to first in plenty of time for the final out of the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work as we go into the bottom of the third. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
A village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Ride fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers.
Wander Guarte is back on the mound for the Ports. He's able to get the final out of the second inning. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Kenny Castillo leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. Here's the 0-1. It's swung on and missed in the dirt. Count is 0-2. Lights are now on at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Friday evening. Still a very light sky. Just a little bit of sunshine out in left center field. Should be completely gone within an inning or two. The 0-2 popped up right center field. Right fielder Bolte's in front of it. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So as I mentioned, the Rawhide are wearing their Oaks jerseys today. A few of them will be auctioned off and given to fans after Sunday's game. I believe we are wearing them all weekends long. The pitch misses outside ball one. Part of our Oaks throwback series was our jersey giveaway today. The pitch misses outside. The first 250 fans through the gates received a powdered blue Oaks throwback jersey. There's a few people in the stands wearing some light blue, powder blue jerseys. That's what it's from. 2-0 misses outside ball three. And the jersey giveaway was presented by White Claw. Tomorrow we have another giveaway, 500 Stephen Vogt bobbleheads to give away. The pitch is outside ball four. Condicello draws a four-pitch walk from Wander Guante. I beg your pardon, I think earlier I said it was Guarate. It's actually Wander Guante. Very confusing. We have two guys coming out of the bullpen like that. Wander Guante is the pitcher on the mound. Johan Benitez bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. No, I was wrong. I was right the first time. It's Carlos Guarate. Oh, man. This is going to be a long inning, isn't it? 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1 count. All right, let's start this again. There's a runner on first, one down. Carlos Guarte is the pitcher on the mound in relief for Luis Morales. He came in the last inning to get the final out of the second, where the Rawhide scored four unearned runs in the second inning. The pitch, it's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Okay, now going back to the Stephen Vogt bobbleheads. Stephen Vogt, former big leaguer, originally from Visalia, so a hometown hero here in Tulare County. 500 of his bobbleheads will be given away. The pitch to Benitez misses outside ball two. Three of them will be signed by Stephen Vogt. And this giveaway is presented by ResCom Pest Control. Now remember, Saturday, our premium giveaways, when you walk in, you don't physically get the bobblehead. You get a voucher, and then you take it to guest services after the fifth inning to be able to redeem the bobblehead. 2-1 to Benitez is swung on, fouled off first base side. Count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Pitch to Benitez is a swinging bunt, fair down the first base side. The catcher, Mujica, thought about second, thought better, and then threw to first. So Benitez is out at first base. Condicello does make it to second. I think Arnado, the first base coach thought that it hit off of Benitez. Looking at the replay and also seeing it live, I don't think it hit off him. It was in fair territory. Two away, runner in scoring position as Fernandez bats from the right side. Finishing off Oaks weekend this Sunday, we are throwing it back to Oaks prices back in 2007. All tickets were $8. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, so $8 tickets in the grandstand and in the pasture. The only place that is not $8 tickets is the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. 0-1, grounded foul, third base side. 0-2 count now. For more information on our promotions, you can go to rawhidebaseball.com, where you can also purchase tickets. Again, rawhidebaseball.com. 0-2 count, two down, runner in scoring position with the Rawhide leading 4-0. Guarte sets, glove at the belt, and the pitch. A pop into shallow center field. The second baseman, Arevalo, is there on the edge of the dirt and grass to make the catch for the final out of the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on second, but they still lead 4-0 as we go into the fourth. On the call for the next three innings will be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's and while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
From Stack Bar and Grill, get $5 off purchase of $30 or more. Excluding alcohol, Stack Bar and Grill, located downtown on Main Street. Copa Tax is a proud community partner of the Rawhide. We are in the house tonight. Let them team Copa Tax help you with all your tax needs. Call or text them at 559-209-1149 or visit them at copatax.com. Thank you, Copa Tax, for partnering with the Rawhide and your Miami Oaks here this weekend. Eatery on Wheels, who's on the third base side. Check him out, Eatery on Wheels. All announcements, please report to General Store to get it on the video board.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. We move to the top of the fourth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Tonight, it resumes the Oaks throwback weekend. The Rawhide sporting the green Oaks tops with the cream pants with the cow tipper hat. And the second pitch of the at-bat rolled onto the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Fernandez, throws down to first in time for the first out. So Jose Mojica sat down for the first out.
Right,
and that's going to bring up the right fielder Henry Bolte to the plate. Henry Bolte, a guy with a lot of pop, 250 on the season, with 10 home runs and 50 RBIs. 3 for 13 entering the day. Not one of his best outings yesterday. 0 for 4, including 4 strikeouts. The delivery on the way, that one just misses outside for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Talk about he was 0 for 4 with his strikeouts. But Yasker Pimentel was wheeling and dealing for the Rawhide. A career-high 14 strikeouts. And that one's on a line, and that one misses to the right side. Foul out of play. Over towards the Dewar section out in right field. And the count moves to 1-1 here for Henry Bolte. The number 10 prospect in the Oakland Athletics prospect list, broken back to the left side. Scooped up by Cabral, unable to hold on to that ball. And the shards of wood going all the way out to shortstop where nearly hit Christopher Turin. Luckily, nobody was harmed on the broken bat. And as a result, it's a one-out single here for Bolte. His first base hit of the ballgame and the first hit of the day for Stockton. Well, turn a Valley Sports replay. I mean, the bat flying up into the air. All he was holding on was to what looked like a pencil in his hands as he was just holding on to the grip of the bat. And as a result, it's Henry Bolte on first with Yeniel LeBoy batting from the left side. Pitch on the way, and that one sent out into left field. And that one's going to be popped out into the Saloon red zone area on our left field line. And the count now will move to no balls and a strike. So LeBoy 3-for-9 in the series, 1-for-3 yesterday. He had 2 strikeouts and a walk. He's the only official left-handed batter in this Ports order. And now the pitch clock will have to reset here as LeBoy has a second chance to look at starting pitcher Wyatt Wendell. 0-1, one away. Wendell working from the stretch for the first time today, and that one misses outside for a ball. 1-1. Rawhide defense playing straight up at the moment for LeBoy, with Christopher Turin and Jose Fernandez setting up for a possible double play opportunity. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards for LeBoy, and the count moves to 1-2. Pretty nice showing here at Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. Probably one of our largest crowds since the Lake Elsinore series. That was back during the 4th of July weekend. As LeBoy gets ready for the upcoming pitch, Wendell remains working from the stretch. Now pickoff attempt over to first, where Contasella will apply the tag, and he gets back in there safely. Talked about a moment ago, we talked about Yosker Pimentel's outing last night, 14 strikeouts on 9 complete innings of work. What a night he had. And now Wyatt Wendell will get ready for the upcoming pitch. The delivery on the way to LeBoy, 1-2 delivery, and that one goes inside and is going to be blocked by the catcher Kenny Castillo. Count moved to 2-2 here. Runner on first. Gavin Contasello manning that first base side. 2 hits compared to the Rawhide 1. Rawhide in favor of the hit category. Upcoming pitch on the way. Wendell working from the stretch. Holds at the chest. The delivery. And that one misses high and outside for a ball. And the count moved to 3-2 for the first time in this inning. Rawhide pitching combined for 19 strikeouts last night. 14 of those going in favor of Pimentel. And the others going in favor of Luis Tejeda and Alfred Morillo. 3-2 disengagement, second of the at-bat. Wendell will step off the mound and get ready to reset. Back-to-back balls from the Rawhide right-hander. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Wendell holds at the belt, the delivery, and this one hits up the middle. Scooped up by Tureen. He'll step on second and first. Across his body, throw down to first, and that ball is in time. 6-3, unassisted DP to end the inning, and we are through 3.5 in Visalia. Oaks 4, Ports nothing. You're listening to Oaks Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Give them a call, 559-302-9517. Don't forget, we got the Oaks jersey auction live. Get a player wearing Oaks jersey by putting in a bid at the table along the right field concourse. Winning bids will go home with a signed baseball from the player wearing that jersey tonight. Jersey can be picked up on Tuesday. Jersey available in tonight's auction are following number 7, Jose Fernandez. Number 14, Jack Hurley. Number 20, Ricardo Young. Number 21, Landon Sim. Number 25, Gavin Contasello. And number 32, Kevin Sim. Bids start at $125, and can you buy the jersey now for $250? The Oaks jersey auction will close into the sixth inning. And the CSGA Pastor 90 on the Valley Oaks chipping contest for more. Caleb has that.